I have the pleasure to talk with Julio Muriente, who is a member of the independent movement of Puerto Rico. Julio, the request for an independent Puerto Rico was reiterated at the United Nations this past Monday. What can you tell us about it?
We know that the first responsibility of the struggle for independence of Puerto Rico is the responsibility of us, Puerto Ricans. We have that goal. We have been struggling for independence for 120 years since the U.S. invasion after the Cuban-American and Spanish War of 1898. But we also understand the importance of solidarity in an unequal struggle. A little nation in the Caribbean struggling for independence against the most powerful capitalist country of the world. So United Nations becomes an important place where we can call the attention of the world that they know what is happening in Puerto Rico and that they support our struggle. The United Nations is supposed to be an anti-colonialist organization. The three last decades from 1990 through now are being the first, the second, and the third decades for the end of colonialism in the world. Well, there's only 1 year left. Next year, 2020, is the end of the third decade for independence and decolonization. And Puerto Rico still is a colony of the United States. So the important is to call the attention of the independent nation of the world about the responsibility they have to support the struggle of a little country, of a big, great people who have been struggling for decades and centuries. That's the importance of the discussion and the approval of a resolution in the U.S.
I'm continuing this interview with someone who is fighting for the independence of Puerto Rico, Julio Muriente. And Julio, the decolonization committee, they is still working in the issue, but they are not a right answer for the Puerto Rican people.
The colonization committee of the UN is not going to give us independence. That's not their responsibility. The international community, yes, has the responsibility of supporting our struggle, as has happened in other places, in other countries, in East Timor, in Angola, in Namibia, in the West Sahara, with the Saharan people. But we are not asking them to substitute us. We are just asking them to support us, to recognize the justice that means our struggle for independence. That Puerto Rico is not an affair as insignificant. The independent nations of the world, and in the UN there are more than 190 independent nations, have the responsibility to apply their resolutions and their documents which express the support for the struggle for self-determination. So, in a few words, we are the very first responsible of struggling for independence in our country. But we demand to the other people, to the other countries in the world, to support our struggle. If you want a very specific example, we want and we demand the other countries in the world to do what Cuba has done for decades.
Well, since 1972.
Cuba had been the first of all, supporting no matter the consequences against imperialism. So we have to reproduce Cuba in terms of solidarity with Puerto Rico. We have had solidarity. I mean, I'm not saying that we are beginning this. In the United Nations, in the NOLA 9 movement, in the CELAC, everywhere that we can go with our flag, with our demand, there are people who listen to our speeches, our demands, our plan, our arguments. So the discussion that have been held in the UN have a very great pertinence. We are going to continue struggling for independence. We have been colony of the United States for more than 120 years. We have been colony, including Spain, for more than 525 years. But here, it is a nation, a people, a story, a culture, a disposition to struggle. So here we are, looking to the future, looking to the real possibility of becoming an independent nation in the future.
For Julio Moriente, part of the independent movement of Puerto Rico, what really happened after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico?
Maria let us all understand the weakness of the society that colonialism has built. Maria permitted us understand the poor social, economic, and human consequence of colonialism. It was not a natural disaster. There are not natural disasters. It was a social, economic, and political disaster. Maria, in more than one way, had been a great experience for us as a people to understand what is the reality of Puerto Rico in terms of the social development, in terms of how rich or poor we are, in terms of the fallacy of the stupidity of thinking that we are member of the third world or the first world, while in reality we are a very poor country of the third world, worst of all in colonialism. So there are many experiences that we can take from the past of the Hurricane Maria, insisting that it was not a natural disaster. It was the most important way of understanding the weakness of colonialism in terms of social, economic, and political development. We need to build a new society, not against hurricanes, natural phenomena, not against the social hurricanes of political dominations, of economical dominations. Maria has taught us how bad built had been our country and how our country have been the victim of a wrong way of building a society. So in more than one term, we can, I don't want to say be glad, but we can recognize the importance of the experiences emerged from that experience.
And Julio, I can end this interview asking you, as a, you know, part of the independent movements of Puerto Rico and being a very close friend of Cuba, what is your opinion about the increasing of the blockade by U.S. against Cuba?
Evidently, United States government is isolated. The one who is isolated is not Cuba, it's the United States. Everywhere you go, you see the respect that Cuba has in Europe, in Asia, in Africa. You walk through this country and you see the foreign investors in tourism and in transportation, and they respect and they appreciate the relation with Cuba. Everyone but this government of the United States. For us Puerto Ricans, the blockade is important because we have been directly affected. You know, we as American citizens, by imposition, we are supposed to obey the Helms-Burton Act. So, well, you know what? Today, 25th of June, I am commemorating with a group of 19 others, the beginning of a large trip which took 17 days to come to Cuba in 1969. That was the first big group of Puerto Ricans who came to Cuba 50 years ago. I was only 18 years in 1969. From Puerto Rico, it was almost impossible to come to Cuba at that time. And we look what trip we made from Puerto Rico to New York, from New York to Montreal. In Montreal, a ship, Combate de Palma Mocha, with 50, 60, or 100 cows and buffaloes to the zoo of La Habana, through the San Lorenzo River, Atlantic Ocean, and Mariel. 17 days it took us to arrive to Cuba. We stayed here for about 1.5 months. We went to every place. We worked in the cane, we worked in the coffee plantations. And 1.5 months later, we returned to Puerto Rico from Santiago de Cuba in another ship to Guadalupe, and from Guadalupe to Puerto Rico. That was today, 50 years ago. Then, for us, the blockade had been, for us, it had been a principle that we must sustain the opposition and the struggle against blockade, and we practice it. That's why this mission of Puerto Rico is here since 1966.
It's the only country in the world they have a Puerto Rico mission, like an embassy of Puerto Rico.
And it's supposed to be illegal. It's violating the Hans-Berton Act and everything that. Yeah. And you know what? Not even one Puerto Rican have been arrested or processed legally in Puerto Rico in these 50, 60 years. The United States government understood that it was better to look to the other side and let the Puerto Ricans move freely to and from Puerto Rico, because it would be a bigger problem to try to stop Puerto Ricans from coming to Cuba. So in the last 50, 60 years, thousands and thousands of Puerto Ricans have visited Cuba until this precise moment.
Oh, it's a poem. They say that Cuba and Puerto Rico are the one bird, the two wings. Well, it was a pleasure to have this interview. Julio Muriente, who is part of the independent movement of Puerto Rico.